Good morning and welcome to our Bird Notes. This is Dwight Davis. As we look ahead to Halloween and things that go bump in the night, or maybe who in the night. Let us then consider a scary bird. On Halloween's past, we've talked of the naysaying raven and of the truly imposing and potentially dangerous bird, the great horned owl. But this morning, we'll turn to a bird that is actually rather benign, but one that can make a body's hair stand on end. That bird is the barred owl, scientific name Strix varia. The genus name means literally screech owl, which name is more appropriate to this bird than to the one that actually carries it. More on that later. The barred owl of the East is a close relation of the threatened spotted owl, by the way, that spotted owl in the news a few years ago. The barred owl is also called hoot owl, rain owl, wood owl, and swamp owl. All of those names appropriate, for it lives in the deep woods and swamps, and it hoots, often before a rainstorm. The barred owl is not to be confused with the barn owl. They're very different birds. The barn owl has a white, heart-shaped face. The barred owl is grayish and barred. The barred owl is rather large, about 20 inches long with a 3 or 3.5 foot wingspread. It's a heavily built owl with a rounded head. It has no ear tufts, like the great horned owl, for example. Also, unlike the great horned owl, the barred owl does not have a fierce look. Its dark brown eyes give it a thoughtful, almost innocent look. Audubon said of this owl, "How often, when snugly settled under the boughs of my temporary encampment, and preparing to roast a venison steak or the body of a squirrel, have I been saluted with the exulting bursts of this nightly disturber of the peace? How often have I seen this nocturnal marauder alight within a few yards of me, expose his whole body to the glare of my fire, that, had it been reasonable to do so, I would gladly have invited him to walk in and join me in my repast. His society would be at least as agreeable as that of many of the buffoons we meet in the world." So said Audubon of the barred owl. So how is it that this bird is scary? Well, it's the voice. Most owls have unusual voices with a wide range of strange sounds. The barn owl hisses. The screech owl doesn't screech. Actually, it's more of a whinny, despite its name. The great horned owl gives us a true owl hoot. Ah, but the barred owl is the noisy one, hooting in all seasons, sometimes during the day, but especially at night. Those calls are a bit eerie, but not especially scary. It's not uncommon to hear 2, 3, or even 4, it's hard to tell sometimes, barred owls singing antiphonally, the hoots echoing back and forth in the swamps. It's actually a rather enjoyable concert. In addition, there are all sorts of calls and variants of calls of the barred owl. But the one call of the barred owl that is appropriate to Halloween is a piercing, unearthly, yet human-sounding scream. I have heard this. It is heart-stopping. You want scary? Wait until a barred owl emits that scream on a dark night in the woods. Happy Halloween.